to be interactive if someone wants to ask. It's okay. So unmute everyone.
No one's been. It's a personal choice to mute. Right.
Okay.
Unmute. Then remute if you don't. Yeah.
So first, let me give an introduction. Yekayin Godel changed his clothes 5 times. And he also did kiddush, means he washed his hands and feet in the kiya 10 times on the kippur. Now, basically, each time he changed, he had 2 washings. The question, what were his washings for? Are the washings, he had to wash 2 times for the new clothes that he put on? Or since he was taking off Big Day Kodesh, he washed once for the clothes that he took off and once for the clothes that he put on. Tomorrow's going to go through that. Now, when he takes off Big Day Chayil, if he takes off clothes which are not Kodesh, then he's not going to wash his hands. Now, that's the reason at the beginning of the day that the first time when he came to the Beis HaMikdash in the Sibis and he took them off, so he did not have a kiddush. Certainly for that, he did not have a kiddush. Something to do with kiddush yadayim v'ragleim, something to do with taking off with this one. So then we're going to have a shayla in the Gemara. Is first time that he came to the Beis HaMikdash, start the day, how many times did he do the kiddush? Did he do the kiddush once or did he do the kiddush twice? Now, he undoubtedly, if he did the kiddush twice, then he was doing the kiddush for the begodim that he was putting on. Because there would be no point in being the Kaddish himself vis-a-vis the begodim he was taking off because they were not kosher. Those are facts which are generally agreed to. Right? So the question is, how many times he had to be the Kaddish to put on the new clothes? Once or twice? Or is it twice because once he's taking off clothes which are Kaddish, and for second, the second Kaddish is putting on the new clothes that are Kaddish. But if that would be the case, then everyone would agree that the first time during the day, he would only do one kiddush because there would be no kiddush for taking off the clothes that are chayil. It would only be a kiddush for putting on the clothes that are kiddush. So if we're going to see what, as the Gemara unfolds, how many kiddushim, how many times it was mekadosh himself in the kiyor when he put on the first clothes of the day. And that will inform us what the purpose of that kiddush was. If the purpose of that kiddush was in light of putting on the new clothes, then you could have it twice. But if the purpose of one kiddush was in terms of taking off clothes which are kiddush, then you could not have 2 kiddushim at the beginning of the day because he didn't take off clothes that are kiddush. That's the general background. If you know these facts, then
is there a problem or is it only me?
I think there's a problem, right? Kresge, there's a problem? No one can hear, right? If you can't hear, raise your hand.
I can't hear.
Okay. All right, I guess the Rub's coming back in. All right.
It says he left. So I guess Maureen will come back. Okay.